الحمد لله أضعاف ما حمده جميع خلقه كما يحبه ويرضاه. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عدد ما في علم الله صلاة دائمة بدوام ملك الله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على رسولك سيدنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. ربنا يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين يا فتاح. اللهم اجعلنا دعاة إليك وإلى رسولك. اللهم فقهنا في الدين وعلمنا القرآن الحكيم. ربنا زدنا علما ربنا زدنا علما. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. كلا بل ران على قلوبهم ما كانوا يكسبون. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: جددوا إيمانكم. قالوا: كيف نجدد إيماننا يا رسول الله؟ قال: أكثر من قول لا إله إلا الله، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم: صدق الله وصدق رسوله الكريم، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. حاضرين الكرام، مولانا شيراز started the topic, which is the topic today. But subhanallah, amazingly, he started it. So we're going to continue it, inshallah. With the passage of time, as he rightfully said, whatever we see, the eyes are a channel for bringing in things into the qalb, into the heart. So whatever we see, it affects the heart. The ears are also another channel. Things go through the ear. Whatever we hear affects the heart. Whatever we speak also to, the mouth is another channel. Whatever we speak also affects the heart. Whatever we think about with our aql and intelligence and siddang and ponder also affects the heart. These are channels. Whatever we see. So if we decide nothing is wrong, you know, let's take our children, let's take our families and we go to the savannah, or we go to Port of Spain and we go and see some mass. Nothing wrong in that. We watch some costumes and things. Let's go. In doing so, you are going to see things which are haram. Because with the passage of every year, the nudity, the obscenity, the promiscuity become worse and worse and worse. And with the intake of drugs and with the intake of alcohol, then a khimar and a parada comes over the brain and the aql and intelligence. That is why the word wine in Arabic language is khamr. Khamr. It comes from khamara, which means to conceal, to hide, from which we also get the word khimar. And the khimar is the veil that covers the face. So therefore, khamr is alladhi yukamirul aql. Khamr is that which puts a parda, it puts a kimana, and it puts a veil over the Aklan intelligence, so that people behave like animals. Balhum adal, but in fact they are worse and lower than animals. The type of behavior that goes on. It's a type of behavior like in the time of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when the people were rebelling and there was revelry and partying and disobedience and wantonness and recklessness. Behavior like in the time of Sodom and Gomorrah, the two cities of sin, the city of Lut, ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. So that is going to affect us, because we are going to see, we are going to hear, it will start to act in our subconscious, it will play over in the mind, it's going to affect the heart. So whatever we see will affect the heart. Now the purpose today of this mudhakara, the purpose today of this reminder, for myself first of all, and for you, the purpose of this mudhakara is how we can utilize these channels properly. So then, what should we use the eyes for? We use the eyes to see that which is halal and that which is good, and use the eyes to look at those things which will increase our iman. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say, مَا رَأَيْتُ شَيْئًا قَطُّ إِلَّا رَأَيْتُ اللَّهَ قَبْلَهُ, that I never saw anything at all except that I saw Allah before it. Wow, using the eyes. So the eyes can be very useful. It's a very good channel to increase our iman. So that whenever he will see anything, whether it be the mountains, the birds, the bees, the trees, rivers, lakes, seas, whatever he sees, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, before seeing that, he would see Allah before that. He would see Allah's power and qudrat and existence. So before that, he sees Allah, meaning he sees the working of Allah. He recognizes Khalik and the Creator. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, I would say, Allahu alam bisawab, went a step further, and Abu Bakr said, Ma ra'aytu shay'an qattu illa ra'aytu Allah ma'ahu, that I never saw anything except that I saw Allah with it. So he had the stage of ma'iyat. In other words, as soon as he saw something, he saw Allah with it. He saw Allah's qudrat, power, manifest in it. He saw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's being of the khaliq, the khaliqiyat within it. Because in reality, nothing exists. In reality, there is only one being, only Allah. That is why our scholars, they say that the presence of Allah and the existence of Allah is termed in Islamic terminology as wajibul wujud. The ones whose presence and wujud is wajib, essential. And our presence is mumkinul wujud. Our presence is mumkin and possible. But his presence is wajib. Allah is the only being. We negate everything. And this is what we do when we say La ilaha, that we negate everything. La ilaha, what? Negate everything of the dunya. I'm not seeing this, I'm not seeing that. I'm not amazed by this building, by this structure. I'm not amazed by this waterfall. I'm not amazed by anything. La ilaha, there is nothing. Negate everything. Illallah, except Allah. Except Allah. That Allah is the one who is the controller. Allah is the doer. Allah is the one, he is ad-dar, he is an-nafi'. two sifats, two names of Allah. He is the one to harm. He is the one to bring benefit. He is al-fa'ilul haqiqiyu. He is the real dua. Allah is the real dua. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. There is no power and might and strength save with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَعَالٌ لِمَا يُرِيد. He does whatever he wants. He is fa'al, which in which there is mubalaga, exaggeration and emphasis of meaning. Not that he does, but he is fa'al, a great dua. فَعَالٌ لِمَا يُرِيد. He does to a great extent whatever he desires and whatever he wishes. Masha Allahu kana. Whatever Allah wants will be. Wama lam yasha lam yakun. Whatever Allah doesn't want will not come into existence. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, Ma ra'aytu shay'an qattu. I never saw anything at all. Illa ra'aytu Allah ma'hu. Except that I saw Allah with it. Which is known also as Wahdatul Wujud. Wahdatul Wujud, oneness of presence. Oneness of presence. That only Allah exists. We see all these things, but you know what? These things are existing by Allah. So we see these things, we see Allah's power. We see Allah's Qadrat. Only one existence. Is also known as Wahd. There's also another principle. Wahdatul Shuhud. Oneness of witnessing, that whenever we see things, whenever we watch things, we see these things, but we reflect and go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you see a fan spinning, a bulb lighting, a tree bearing fruit. You see a river, a lake, a waterfall, the skies. You see that. When you witness that, then there's oneness of witnessing, that you witness Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's qudrat and power behind that. When you witness these things, you realize that there is only one existence, only one Allah, who was in the beginning and shall be in the end, only Allah. Kullu shay'in halikun illa wajha. Everything is going to go away and be destroyed except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his face, his countenance, his that. So using the eyes, brings in iman. And then we use the ears to also bring in iman. We use the ears to listen. Qala qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qala Allah, to hear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said so and so. We listen to ayats of Quran. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said so and so. We listen to some mudhakara. We listen to some khutbah, some nasihat, some advice, some ta'lim. We listen to talks about the akhirat, talks about Allah and his Rasul. And during this weekend, there will be programs in the markaz. In the markaz, which is the markaz not of Trinidad, but the markaz of the entire Caribbean and South America. So therefore, the men should make some time and head down towards the markaz. So we use our ears. But on the other hand, if we use our ears to hear wrong things, haram things, backbiting, that we use our tongues to backbite, and we use our ears to listen, these are channels, the eyes, the ears, the mouth, the akal, the intelligence. And when we speak our tongue, use our tongue to read Quran, use our tongue to do zikr, use our tongue for al-amr bil-maruf wa-nahyi anil-munkar, to command what is right, to stop what is wrong. Use our tongue for da'wat. Waman ahsanu qawlan. Allah says qawl, tongue, words. You want to talk about words? Whose words are better than that, than the words of such a person, of that person? Whose words are better than his words? Which person? وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ. And the one who gives da'wah towards Allah, the one who invites towards Allah. وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا. And he does righteous deeds. He doesn't spend his whole time only in da'wah and da'wah and da'wah, and he is empty inside, but he himself does righteous deeds. وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. And then he says, I am from the Muslims. He shows tawadhu. He shows humility. That I am not a big inviter, that I am so made and I am trying to make people. But no, with that he does his amal. And with that also too, he brings in the quality of humility and tawazu, that there are so many other Muslims and there are other people involved in that. إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Indeed, I am those from among those who submit to Allah. I am a slave, I am an abd, a slave, and there are others who submit to Allah, I also submit to Allah. So these are four great channels for us to receive our iman. That is why reflection and pondering, the eyes, wow. The eyes are so powerful and such a great channel that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, look at the sky, farji' al-basara, return your gaze to the sky, watch the sky. Don't you watch the sky in the day, at the time of sunset, at the time of sunrise, in the night? Don't you look at the sky? Hal tara min futur, do you see any flaws in it? Do you see any cracks in it? Watch at all the great ceilings of the world. Cracks will appear. Hairline cracks. But do you see any cracks in the skies? And there are seven skies, and there are no pillars holding it up. And all the great galaxies there, the Andromeda galaxy, the Milky Way, great planets. Don't you look at it? The eyes. So when you look at these things, subhanallah, you realize the kudrat and the power of Khalik. Sheikh Miran Sahib, one of our teachers in Bangalore, Sheikh Miran Sahib, used to say, do you want to know the commentary of Allah? Do you want to know what is the tafsir of Allah? Then look around you. Look around you. You will see the tafsir of Allah. Some baby is being born. Some baby is crying. Someone is dying. People are moving. The hustle and the bustle. Traffic. Trees are growing. Seeds are germinating. Plants, fruits are coming out from trees. Rivers are flowing, the waves are in constant motion. Subhanallah, Allah is at work. You understand Allah, and Allah is a name, mustajmiun li jami'i sifatihi. Allah is such a name that it includes and gathers all his other names within the name of Allah. So indeed, with the passage of time, because of what we hear, because of what we speak, because of the company we keep, because of what we think in our minds, because of our kalam, because of what our hands do, because of what our feet do, with the passage of time, it starts to affect the heart. And the heart, if it is used, if these channels are used in the wrong way, it starts to affect the heart. And then sins become committed one after the other. One after the other, sins, commission of sins takes place one after the other. And then no tawbah, no repentance, so a black dot, and then 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 a black dot, with every sin a black dot. Because even the angels, kiram and katibin, the scribes that are kiram, noble, those angels that are noble, those who are scribes, scribes who record your good deeds and your bad deeds, and they are very noble. Even they wait. The angel on the right tells the one on the left, wait, don't write down no bad deeds here. Let's see if he's going to make tawbah. Give him a chance. Let's see if he's going to repent. If he repents, then that sin is not recorded. But no tawbah. Chance is given. Black deeds. Black dots. Dark deeds. Dark dots. And the heart starts to become tainted and stained. It is about this Allah says in the Holy Quran, Kalla bal, nay, bal rana ala kulubihim ma kanu yaksibun. But what they have been doing, their actions, their deeds, what they have been earning, has tainted their hearts. It has rusted their hearts. It has brought about a rust on their hearts. At such a stage, a man loses the tawfiq. He is deprived of the tawfiq. Then he doesn't feel to come masjid. He doesn't enjoy performing salat. He doesn't feel to do zikr. He doesn't feel to do tilawat. He becomes sick, 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 spiritually sick. Fi qulubihim marad. And then like the hypocrites, فَزَادَهُمُ اللَّهُ مَرَضًا. Allah increases the sickness. So then what is the way out? What is the way out? How can we increase our iman? How can we wash out this rust and take out this rust which is accumulated with the period and passage of time? The solution. The solution. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. The believers are only such people. إِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُنَا. That when our ayats are recited unto them, زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. The believers are only those, إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ, that when Allah is remembered, Allah, by utterance of the name of Allah, or contemplation, or thinking, just in the heart, that when Allah is remembered, وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ, their hearts tremble. There's a difference inside of their hearts. There is a shaking, there is a fear. There is fear and there is love. Sometimes love, sometimes khawf, sometimes raja, hope and love. So when Allah is remembered, wajilat kulubuhum, their hearts shake, their hearts tremble out of the awe and the greatness of Allah. Wa idha tuliyat alayhim ayatuhu, and when Allah's ayats are recited unto them, when they hear Quran being recited, that Quran affects them. Tears come to their eyes, and then they believe, and then they want to do amal upon it. And then when they hear more tears come, it affects them. They gain knowledge, they want to practice some more. Quran is the source of increase of iman for them. So the believers are those, إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ, when Allah is remembered, وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ, something goes on inside of their hearts. There's a trembling, there's a shaking out of the awe, the majesty and greatness of Allah. وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ, and when Allah's ayats are recited unto them, زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا, these ayats increase them in iman. وَعَلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ, and upon their Allah, upon their Rabb, they put their trust. This is how you will recognize a mu'min. Allah has mentioned three qualities here, three alamat, three signs to recognize a mu'min. Not for you to recognize anyone, but for you to recognize yourself, for me to recognize myself. إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ, that if I hear the name Allah, the muazzin is saying, Allahu Akbar. Okay, I hear that name Allah. What is happening? Somebody says Allah. Oh, I think about Allah. I remember Allah. The zikr kafi, the silent zikr. وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ, the hearts begin to tremble and shake out of the greatness and the awe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ, and when Allah's ayats are recited, they hear Quran, they hear tilawat. Even they themselves read it, but when they hear Quran, زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا, it increases them in iman. Increases them in iman. When we were in Jamaica with Nasim and Dr. Abdul Hakim, sometimes we would be traveling in Jamaica and we would be doing tilawat of the Quran, and non-Muslims would be at the side of us and listening and hearing, and they would be affected. Allahu Akbar. Wa ala rabbihim yatawakkalun, and the believers, the third quality and sign of the believers, wa ala rabbihim yatawakkalun, they put their trust and their reliance in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's already 1:05. I don't want to go beyond the time. So my dear brothers and my dear sisters, let us use our eyes, our ears, our tongues, our mouths, our occult and intelligence as channels to bring in things into the slate of the heart, that the ruh and the qalb may write good things on the heart, and inshallah our heart may be cleansed and polished, and when the mirror is clean, it can reflect the power of Allah, it can reflect the marifat and the recognition of Allah. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.